Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY24 and FY24 earnings con call of Deep Industries Limited. We have with us Mr. Paras Savla, MD and CEO, Deep Industries, and Mr. Rohan Shah, Director of Finance and CFO, Deep Industries. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Paras Savla. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning and hello everyone. Thank you for joining Deep Industries Quarter 4 and FY24 earnings conference call. I hope you had an opportunity to review our earnings presentation and financial results posted on our website and stock exchanges. We are delighted to announce that FY24 has been a momentous year for Deep Industries, marked by commendable financial and operational accomplishments. Let me share some from this quarter. Our order book has been consistently scaling the heights of performance over the last 3 years. In keeping with this, at the end of quarter 4 FY24, our order book continues to grow, standing at ₹1,212 crore, which marks a 12% year-on-year increase. Speaking on another wins of this quarter, we have secured a marquee order of ₹81 crore from Oil India Limited. Amongst other wins, we also continue to maintain a solid bidding pipeline for numerous projects across the country. We have added 2 new drilling rigs in previous quarter, of which one has started operation in February 2024 and the other has started operation recently in May 2024. Our company is witnessing highest ever bidding pipeline, which could further enhance the order book going forward. This accelerated growth has been achieved on the back of our strategic and evaluative approach. Our strong numbers and performance speak of how we have not just achieved our targets, but have also outperformed the results of the same period last year. We as Deep Industries have always believed in providing value-added services to our client. Value-added services can give one-stop solution to the client and it reduces cost and save time for them with efficient output. Value-added services for us becomes margin assertive opportunity and gives us flexibility to perform in one more efficient manner. Taking this vision ahead, we have pioneered in providing entire gas processing facilities on charter hiring basis and it has opened up great opportunities for us in coming time. We are much pleased to inform that in line with our dividend policy of distributing profit for 15% of net profit, board has recommended a final dividend of ₹2.44, which is 49% of the face value of ₹5 per equity share subject to shareholders' approval. Regarding Dolphin Offshore, we are pleased to report that our barge asset Prabha has reached Mexico after completing dry docking and is in final refurbishment stage. We anticipate the revenue stream to commence in the first half of FY25. Furthermore, we have begun exploring platform supply vessels opportunities in both local and international markets. Early indications suggest a substantial demand for PSU services. On the macro front, oil and gas sector PSU have shown significant capital expenditure in the first month of current financial year. ONGC incurred a capex of ₹2,318 crore, while Indian Oil Corporation spent ₹2,423 crore. In February 2024, Prime Minister announced that the country is expected to see investments worth $67 billion in the gas sector over next 5 to 6 years. This focus on domestic natural gas production is expected to attract significant investment given the goal of the increasing gas share in the primary energy mix to 15%. These developments are reassuring growth drivers for our company. They make us poised to capitalize on opportunities while cruising ahead with agility and focus. We are optimistic about the robust bidding pipeline for Deep, which is expected to remain solid in the foreseeable future, and we stand firm to reap the benefits of the promising and seemingly favorable macro scenario. With that, I would like to invite Mr. Rohan Shah, our CFO and Director of Finance, to discuss the financial performance for the last quarter FY24. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Rohan.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. I am delighted to present our company's financial performance for the last quarter and FY24. Following this presentation, we will welcome your questions and insights. To ensure a fair evaluation, we will assess the figures using year-over-year comparison. Beginning with our consolidated financial performance for the quarter FY24, I am thrilled to announce that Deep Industries has achieved exceptional results, surpassing the performance of corresponding quarter from the previous year. Consolidated revenue from operation for the quarter has increased to Rs. 119.7 crore, making a significant 16% rise compared to the same quarter last year. This growth is attributed to our robust order book and meticulous executions of orders. Notably, consolidated EBITDA for the quarter improved to Rs. 49.1 crore with an EBITDA margin of 37.5% and a 4% absolute value increase from the quarter ending March 31st, 2023. The consolidated quarter EBITDA is appearing low due to one-time loss of Rs. 5.8 crore accounted under other expenses on sale of office of Dolphin, which was revalued in books by the erstwhile management in past. For the sake of fair comparison, if we add back the same, EBITDA could have been Rs. 54.9 crore with EBITDA margin of 42%. The adjusted PAT for the quarter rose to Rs. 36.1 crore with margin of 27.6%, showcasing a significant 31% absolute value increase from the quarter ending March 31, 2023. For the full fiscal year FY24, our performance has been remarkably robust compared to the previous fiscal year. Total revenue from operations for this period reached to Rs. 427 crore. Reflecting a 25% increase over the prior year. EBITDA for FY24 rose to Rs. 195 crore with an EBITDA margin of 42.2%, demonstrating a commendable 38% absolute value increase compared to FY23. Furthermore, adjusted PAT for FY24 increased to Rs. 123.5 crore with a margin of 26.7%, indicating a noteworthy 53% absolute value growth compared to the previous year. This year we have improved over our return ratios as well. Our ex-goodwill adjusted ROCE has improved to 12.42% from 10.27% previous year. And our ex-goodwill adjusted ROE has improved to 11.83% from 8.18% previous year. In summary, the performance for the last quarter and full year FY24 has been outstanding. This year generated the highest revenue and profits in the company's history. With the current macroeconomic conditions and our ongoing efforts and initiatives, we are confident that we will continue to cruise ahead with agility, strategy and future readiness. And we will remain determined to capitalize on this upward trajectory. With this, I will now open the session for questions from audience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. So if we look at your margin since March 2022, financial year March 2022, it has been 36% and it has rose to in March 24 to 37%. But if we look beyond that, it used to be trading in range of 48-50%. So can we expect margins to increase from here? Can we get 7 to 10% delta in margins, EBITDA margin?
Our margins will definitely improve as the year passes. And we have always been maintaining our EBITDA above 40%. So, we are very much confident that with new service mix added into our revenue stream, this margin will tend to improve.
Okay. And just to understand, the order book as far as end of quarter four is concerned stands around 1200 crores. So how long it will take you to execute it? So like what will be the effect in FY25? So how much will be this order book will get executed in FY25?
Yes, so this particular order book has execution timeline of 2.5 to 3 years. So if you will do simple math, you'll have to just divide this 1210 divided by 2.5, which we can expect bare minimum in FY25. And whatever new orders will be added, it would be in addition.
Okay. And the drilling rigs that you have started, which has been operational in this month, so how much will that add into our top line? And what's the margin profile of those activities?
So drilling rig would add somewhere in between 2.5 to 3 crore a month. And one has already started in February and second has just recently started last week. So both put together, it can add 5 crore a month going forward.
Okay. And what are the approximate margin we can expect?
Margins for rig business would be in range of 40 to 45% EBITDA.
Okay. Yes, and the barge that has been started, so how much will that add and what's the margin profile? And are you thinking of increasing the capacity in barge?
The barge has not yet started operation. It is expected to start in short time. So once it will start, we can comment on their absolute margins. But our expectations are EBITDA around 60-65% for that particular asset.
Okay. And I just wanted to understand, the general scenario and outlook of the oil and drilling industry as well as servicing industry in that aspect. So if you can help us understand the trends that are going on right now.
So the recent trend is very much positive and in our favor. So the demand has increased a lot for our kind of services. We are witnessing it since last 1 year that our order book is constantly growing and our demand, our bidding pipeline has also increased a lot. Currently, we are having bidding pipeline of almost 1,000 crore and we believe good amount of conversion out of it in coming time. So, overall industry is in, I would say, boom, and our services, since we are more focused on gas in addition to oil, so our services demand is excellent.
Okay. Thank you. That was from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Deepak Kodar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first up, you mentioned about your order book. It's constantly growing and bidding pipeline is also good. So any sort of target we have for FY25 and what sort of order book closing we might look at, or what sort of order inflow we are looking at this year?
We cannot have any definitive numbers of what kind of order flow, but we have a large intuitions, or we are large confident that a substantial amount of the order book can get converted in our favor. But to put that in absolute terms or numbers would be a little difficult.
Okay. So what you're trying to say is substantial amount of bidding pipeline that you are doing that you can convert, right?
That's right.
Okay, understood. And this quarter, your adjusted EBITDA margin was 42%. I mean, your exceptional loss is about 6 crores, right? That was on account of some sale of office, right?
Correct.
So your report, you have included other income also in that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Including other income, we are saying 42%.
Correct.
Okay, and how do we see that EBITDA margin also? You mentioned we will tend to be improved. So what is the range that we'll be comfortable with, or we aspire for maybe in FY25, 26, or yeah?
Yeah, so it will definitely improve from this level with an addition to revenue and profits from Dolphin, where we are expecting high margin in comparison with this particular margins. So overall, at console level, margin will definitely improve beyond 42 to 45%.
42 to 45%. So that's the range we might be working with, or we are saying it will improve from this levels, 42 to 45%.
So in FY25, we expect it should reach 45, and in FY26, it can further improve as well.
Understood. And this would include other income, right? I mean, when you are saying 45, it would include other income.
Correct.
Okay. Fair enough. I think, yeah, that's about it from my side. Yeah. All the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdev from Sajak Fund House. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. Any update on the tenders in Kuwait for rigs?
No, those tenders are over, and we didn't get business of that region.
Okay. And sir, what is the expected revenue from the barge on the annual basis? If it is worked on full annual basis, what is the expected revenue from the barge?
On full year basis, revenue of almost 90 to 100 CR is expected from that particular barge.
Okay. And sir, what is the amount of total investments right now and cash in hand right now?
You mean for as a group?
Yeah.
So as a group, we have investment of more than 100 and I believe 40 crore. I'll have to check on exact numbers, but it is more than 140 crores.
But sir, how we are generating around 40 crore other income from this investment? What kind of instruments we have invested in?
Sorry, 196 is the total investment. And the other income is largely interest and mutual fund income.
Okay, mutual funds. Okay. And sir, in the last con call, you talked about 50% EBITDA in the Dolphin International. But in the operational times when Dolphin used to work, it used to get EBITDA from 20 to 30% range. Then how you're talking about 50% EBITDA margin in the Dolphin International?
So more than 50% we seed for a particular batch. In earlier time, Dolphin used to be there in various different services, including EPC jobs as well. So their overall EBITDA was less. But these margins we are expecting from barge, which has a good potential margin business. And we being deep industries mindset, we always look for good margin business only. And we'll start activities in Dolphin with good margins only.
Okay. And sir, what is the expected top line growth for the FY25? What is the expected top line?
So, yeah, we are quite bullish on FY25-26 both, and we expect minimum 25% growth. I'm saying minimum.
And this 25% includes the revenue from Dolphin also? Or that is excluded that? You are excluding that?
No, that will include Dolphin also, and that is why I said minimum. We should commit less and perform more. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, the market capitalization of this Dolphin Enterprises has far exceeded the deep industries. It has gone to 3,500 crore. How it has gone to that level?
So I believe it's a market phenomena. We are also amazed with such increase in market cap. Probably free float is less, and that can be one of the reason.
Okay. But that needs to be checked, no, sir? But, because without any operations, without any PAT, without any revenue, it has gone to 3,500 crores and the deep industries market capitalization is less than 2,000 crores despite of a subsidiary of deep industries.
No, I understand your point. But see, the free float in that particular share is very less because 75% is with us and 20% is with QIP institutions. So probably only 5% is there in free float, and people are quite amazed about the performance which we are expecting from the Prabha barge, and that can be reason. So see, I cannot comment much how market is behaving, but these are potential reason can be according to us. Yeah.
Okay, and are you going to further reduce the stake in the or in the Dolphin?
No, we'll continue with 75% as of now.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikas from Acron Tree. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Just a moment. Sir, one thing I want to understand, last year your guidance is a FY24 is a 20% increase, which was achieved in the actual number also. This year your guidance is a 25% in the revenue and the EBITDA is a 42 to 43%. That's for my understanding in the last whatever the questions and answers is there. Is the correct understanding right now?
Yes, 42 to 45% EBITDA and growth we are expecting 25% minimum.
Minimum, okay. And whatever the Q3 is a 6th February, whatever the con call is happened, it's a overall is a Dolphin full year guidance is a 90 crores. But as per this presentation, is a Dolphin has come in the H2, I think. H revenue stream likely to start in H1 FY25. 90 crores reflect in this year itself, or it is somewhere in 60-70 crores reflect in this year?
So 90 is on annual basis, we said. So in FY25, we will not see 90 crore because it will not have entire year of operation.
Okay. Ah. Correct. So how much we assume is a 60-70 odd number?
Yeah, we can assume around 60.
And previously you give the guidance of this one is a Dolphin, is it somewhere in the 50%? EBITDA margin, but right now it is 60%. Any specific reason? incremental 10% in EBITDA margin?
So 50 to 60% is what we are expecting, and particular barge achievement of 60% is possible.
Okay.
So we are gunning for that.
Hmm. But 60% is achievable and constantly in the next 2-3 years, right?
Yes, apparently we believe it is achievable throughout tenure.
Or throughout the tenure. And what about this dolphin losses? Is there, it, as per my understanding, is around 100 crores is there?
Yeah, yeah, they are there, and it can definitely help us going further.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes,
sir.
Hi, Manan
bhai. Yeah, hi. Hi, how are you? Congratulations on good set of numbers. It's very heartening to hear that your bid pipeline has almost doubled from, it used to be around 400-500 crores to now almost 1,000 crores.
Yes.
Can you give some color from which segment are we seeing this sort of buoyancy?
So, of course, our routine business has exceptional response, and almost out of 1,000 crore, almost 700 plus crore is from our regular services, including rigs, compression, gas processing, and integrated jobs. So, I would say more than 70-75% is from our current services portfolio itself. And there are few good opportunities we are working on it, which includes production enhancement contracts and enhanced oil recovery business, which we believe can change the table. So, we have started bidding those opportunities as well.
Okay. Understood. And the gas processing facility, we've recently started with that services. So any sort of bid pipeline in that segment as well?
Yeah, so this bidding pipeline, and no, gas processing, we have one project which is bidded in addition to what we are doing. And we believe it should further come in other quarters as well, because gas processing we are quite bullish on, and in coming period being value-added services to our client, this particular area can shape up well.
Okay, understood. My next question was on the CWIP. So we are sitting on an normally high CWIP of almost 220 crores. Of this, probably 45 crore is from your dolphins. Another 80 odd crore is deep standalone.
Yeah.
What is the balance 80-90 crores?
So, capital work in progress includes almost 30 crore for one rig which has just started in May. And rest was with other gas compressor packages.
Okay.
So which are yet to start.
Okay. So this 120 crore quarterly run rate that we have achieved, so we are very confident of maintaining this, and this is further likely to improve in the going quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Sure. That will be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question again. I just wanted to understand that the order that we have right now, is it over and above the current annual run rate that we are doing of 400 crore?
No. The order book in hand is including of what we are doing. So it's an unexecutable portion.
Okay.
Sorry, unexecuted portion.
Okay.
So this is all fresh orders that we get. This is not above and what we are doing at the moment.
Yeah. So in our business, see, we are operating currently for more than 40 different contracts, and you can assume 40 different orders in hand. So for us, orders are generally in range of 3 to 5 years contracts. And the order book we arrive as if whatever amount we have executed, we reduce it, and whatever is balanced, we put it into an order in hand. And whatever new order is received, it would be added to it.
Okay. Get it. Thank you. That was from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, again for the opportunity. So just I missed this point that you just mentioned, that quarter on quarter we should see an improving trend. On what parameter were you talking about that?
See, in our business, I would suggest don't judge or don't look at quarter on quarter. For us, it's year on year because our order book is such that it will definitely be continuous. But sometimes it happens that one contract is completed and second has started. We might have a gap of 1 month or so in between.
Correct.
So definitely it would be improving based on the projects which are under capital work in progress. As I just explained before, that one of rig has just started earning in this May itself, and few gas compressor projects are still under mobilization, which will start earning in next 1 or 2 months. So it would definitely improve quarter on quarter, but for evaluating our business, I would suggest to look at year on year.
Fair enough. I got it. I mean, that's very fair also, actually. But the parameter we are talking about is adjusted PAT, right?
Correct.
And this quarter, our adjusted PAT was 41 crores.
Correct.
42 crores. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdev from Sajag Fund House. Please go ahead.
Sir, as you told that we are expecting 100 crore revenue from the barge on annual basis, so what other activities we are looking for Dolphin? Because when we took over the Dolphin, we were expecting around more than at least 400 crore revenue in around 2 to 3 years. So when we are starting other activities in Dolphin?
So I believe, as Mr. Savla has mentioned, in addition to this barge, we have also started exploring the opportunity of PSVs, which is an excellent opportunity appearing for us. And in addition to PSVs, we are also looking for some diving support systems, which we already have to mobilize. So as a strategy, currently we are focusing on one asset to put in operation. Once one asset will start operating, we'll add other assets to get into operation, and we'll definitely, going further, we'll acquire a few more assets as well.
Okay. And sir, are we looking for any other inorganic opportunities also?
See, in our business, currently there is a good amount of opportunity coming, and we are evaluating one or two opportunities of taking over some companies as well, but they are on primary stage, so we cannot be sure on it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. will be always there. If you have any further question, you can reach out to us either through our IR partner or you can directly approach us. We'll be happy to resolve all your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Deep Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.